this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It is Wednesday. You've made it to hump day, and you're headed toward the weekend. Way to go, guys. Good job. As a result, today, let's talk about the road that's less traveled. And so in Matthew chapter 7, here's what we read in his gospel writing, beginning in verse 13. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life. And only a few find it. What road do you travel in this life? And by the way, I'm not referring to Peachtree Industrial, and I'm not referring to the 18 police officers you pass on Peachtree Industrial between Sugar Hill and 285. I'm talking about what is the narrow gate for you? What road do you travel in this life in your spiritual journey? Is it the narrow road of trust in God and others, or is it the wide road of trust in you alone? Do you briskly travel down the road of life with the masses, or is your trip more measured and prayerful with a few companions? The wide road may seem more exciting in the beginning, but it is the narrow road that leads to fulfillment. This teaching that Jesus gives us the opportunity to have been on the road of righteousness with Jesus for the long haul. Now, it seems like your Savior is directing you in a direction that might be less familiar. I mean, the level of faith required to digest the risk is much higher and more daunting. Even within the family of faith, there are not that many who have gone where your Heavenly Father is asking you to go. How will you respond? Do not be so cautious that you miss Jesus's new direction. What if the Lord has a path that is just for you? What if the one-way direction is just for you? What if the turn and the crevice and the bridge and the pothole, what if they're all there just for you? You first enter into the narrow gate of salvation in Jesus, and then travel with him down the fine line of faith and obedience. It's like you can see these signs like you see the peach pass on 85. Well, when you see this and you're headed down the faith line through the fine line of faith and obedience, those who go through the wide gate of disbelief experience destruction in their lives and souls, according to Scripture. So make sure you've entered God's eternal entrance and travel with him deep into absolute abandonment of self. Oh my goodness. You talk about the great struggle that I have in my life is the ability to actually recognize that I have to abandon self, that self in and of itself is so sinful that for me to be able to follow the narrow path of walking with Jesus means I need to abandon me. You see, the gate of grace leads to a road of forgiveness and mercy. You still encounter resistance, potholes of pride pop up, but avoid them by slowing down and reacting with humility and grace. Oh my goodness, I know that I'm speaking to a mirror here. People are going to come and go on your trip of trust, so enjoy them for this part of the journey. Don't remain disappointed when good people move on. The Lord will lead you to a new travel companion that's required for your next assignment. I found this to be true in my life. It seems like every time I turn a corner, the Lord has placed someone new in my life that either I am to serve and assist, or they're there to serve and assist me. But it just seems like this happens over and over again on the narrow path. Above all, stay focused by faith on the Lord's leadership. Where he leads you, follow. Where he leads for the future will require more faith than the past. Sometimes he leads with a cloud of limited perception, and other times he gives you the fire of a long-term view. Oh my goodness, isn't that true? Whichever less traveled road you choose, make sure you are journeying with Jesus. In the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus chapter 13, here's what we read about the people of Israel. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night, a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel by day or by night. Okay, here's your question. What road are you currently traveling, and what road is the Lord leading you to travel on? Oh, listen, friend, take him seriously and enjoy the beauty and the contentment and the absolute joy of walking the narrow path. Anybody can go down eight lanes, but if you're going to walk with Jesus, you might walk on a dusty, dark path, but at the end of that path is joy. Find joy, find peace, never stop seeking it. It's been great to be with you today. About this time, I am out in the middle of the North Georgia mountains walking the Appalachian Trail, and I'll let you know how we did when I get back on Saturday, and I can't wait to tell you on Mother's Day, May 8th at Sugar Hill Church, 9:30 and 11 a.m. God bless you. See you then.